Consider that training for making it all the way through the reading of the Passion on Palm Sunday. When I was an undergraduate in college, I was especially appreciative of classes where the first midterm was scheduled before the last date on which I could drop the class without a penalty to my grade point average. So, as a special act of mercy to everyone here, because I thought that was so merciful to be able to see where I stood before the final exam, as a special act of mercy for everyone here, I want to offer to each person in the room a little Lenten midterm. You can thank me later. And by the way, please bear in mind that you cannot drop this class because we really are talking about your life, after all. It's a simple midterm. It consists of a single central question. And then I will throw in a few adjunct questions to help you flesh out what I really mean by that one question. And there's an added bonus today. You get to help me ask the question. Ready? Take a deep, calming breath. And call to mind your own first name. I'll give you a second if you need to check your driver's license. Got it? Now, say your name out loud. Very good. Thank you. Now, when I raise my hand like this, that will be your signal to say your first name out loud again. Here's the question. How am I different today as compared to the that began Lent on Ash Wednesday, February 13th. Here are the adjunct questions. Where or how have I seen in some new way the needs of those around me who suffer? What part do I play in their suffering or in their healing? And where or how have I seen in some new way the beauty of God's growing, evolving creation and of God's constant mercy? What part do I play in helping God's mercy enter the world? Or how do I obstruct it? And finally, what am I actually doing to move my behavior away from causing suffering and obstructing mercy toward bringing healing and being part of God's mercy for others? You see, becoming different is what this season is about. But becoming different is not just becoming more aware. It requires acting differently in response to our new awareness. We're reading the Year A readings at weekend masses for the next 3 weeks in solidarity with 6 people in our parish who are preparing for baptism at the Easter Vigil. So today, we hear the story of the Samaritan woman at the well. She certainly goes through some changes, doesn't she, in a very short encounter. One of the great teachers in my life, one of the great sources of inspiration and friendship in my life, is a Benedictine nun named Sister Dawn Mills. She wrote a wonderful meditation imagining what might have been going through the mind of that Samaritan woman throughout her encounter with Jesus. Isn't that just like a man? Sister Dawn has this woman thinking. Just like a man sitting by the well, waiting for some woman to come along with a bucket and a rope. It's a wonderful way to humanize what can be pretty densely packed scripture language. And we do learn in the story that this Samaritan woman has lived a life where it's perfectly natural for her to be suspicious of others. They only want to get something from her, after all, just as she seems only to want to get something back from them in return. But for her, the simple act of entering deeply into conversation with Jesus breaks through all of the walls that she has built up to prevent herself from entering into any real relationship with another. And in that conversation, she begins to see that something better is possible. She doesn't just see it. She doesn't sit back and ponder. She takes off. She acts differently and immediately. She leaves her water jug at the well and goes off to tell others about her experience. She drops her concern for the temporary, the water for the day, in favor of that which is lasting and quenches her deepest thirst. It's the deepest thirst, I think, of all of us, what brings us here, the thirst to know that we are beloved children of God. And then she acts immediately and with enthusiasm. This is so different from me. And maybe you're like me. When I encounter some new glimpse of God's great love for me, even if it's terribly, terribly overpowering, I'm not real good at acting fast and boldly. I'm a ponderer. Some would say ponderous, but I wouldn't. I justify that to myself by remembering how much we are surrounded by lies in our daily lives. Some lies are so powerful in our culture and so deeply embedded that we let them into our own lives unexamined. But our Catholic tradition gives us Lent as an invitation to step away from the drumbeat of lies and distractions in the world. And if we consciously step away from the nonsense that eats up our time, if we use those redeemed moments well, we begin to build our own ability to tell the difference, to know what is good news and what is a lie. At the well with this woman, Jesus speaks of waters that in each of us become a spring welling up to eternal life. You see, that water, that living water, is already planted in you. The water of your baptism. It's both a symbol and an instrument of you being incorporated into the living body of Christ. It needs only one thing: our individual response, our willingness to drop pondering when it gets too ponderous, and our willingness to act boldly and quickly. So midway through this season of change, have you changed? Have you redeemed a few moments to allow yourself to concentrate just on the good news away from the distractions? Do you see the suffering? Do you see the mercy? Which one, mercy or suffering, follows in your wake when you walk through your day? And what are you doing to improve what needs to improve? When we join in this communion tonight, as you turn to go back to your place, as you walk out the door after we are all dismissed, I would invite you at those two times to offer one simple Lenten prayer in solidarity with that Samaritan woman. Help me to see, Lord. Help me to act in your love.